Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So have you thought about going back? I mean, it's I don't know if it's a big deal or not.
No, I'm not really thinking of it too much like that. It's I was there for a while, but at the same time not that long because I had so much injuries over the years. There's been a lot of turnover while I was there and in the 6 months I've been gone, so it's you know, it is what it is. Yeah.
This is a weird question, but does it seem like a long time ago? You know, like, I know it's only been, you've only been
right,
3 months,
right.
But still, a lot has happened in the last few months.
Yeah, it does. I do have great memories there, but I also, like, am totally indifferent. I'm just very indifferent about the situation, to be honest. Like, and it's nothing against them or anything like that. It's kind of just, I don't know, because typically I am like a, you know, an emotional guy. Like, I pitch with emotion. It's like I have a lot of gratitude for them, but I really have no emotion about the situation.
Well, the reality is that now you're gonna have 8 years here,
but yeah,
you know, it's pretty much locked in,
right?
And like you said, it was sort of like you were there, but it was like it was, you know, roller coaster.
Right.
Different roles, different places.
Right, right.
Yeah, so.
It feels essentially like, just because last year was like my first year starting, like 2020 through 2023 feel like a really long time ago. Like, I feel like last year kind of felt like it was my first year there because it was my first, you know, season since 21, my first full season. Mm. Yeah.
And you were locked in. I mean, you were just like,
yeah,
I know what I'm doing when I get to the park.
Yeah.
You know, for the full thing.
Right.
The, you know, this is sort of a, I don't know, like, was there a time when you're drafted, you're young, and
right,
you do feel like, I'm going to be here, this is the franchise, I'm going to be here for the rest of the time. Did you feel that right up until the end, or, I mean, maybe up until last year when all the rumors started?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, from the moment you're drafted, you're looking towards, I mean, you're not looking towards it. From the moment you're drafted, you're looking towards debuting. Once you debut, now you're figuring out what arbitration is for the first time because guys in the clubhouse are going through it. And then as you kind of start to hear about that, I feel like I was looking forward to that. And then once I hit arb with them, it was like, okay, next step's free agency.
The business takes over.
Right.
And like, oh, I'm going to wear this uniform forever.
I think that, you know, after being drafted, it was like, maybe that was a thought, like be there forever. But I feel like once you get into a big league clubhouse and it's like, you know, I was 21 playing with Encarnacion. I don't know how old he was at the time, probably 36, 37, 38. And it's like, you know, he's been with tons of different teams, has had a great career. And it's like, more often than not, unless you're, you know, Konerko or Veritek, it's like you're not – not many people are spending their entire career with one team.
No. Was there a guy that you talked to, you remember early on about that dynamic or?
Not necessarily. Because, you know, it's like I said, I'm with guys that have been, you know, all across the league. It's like Liam in the bullpen in 21 was on like his, I don't know, seventh org or something like that. But then it's like, we also have, you know, Cody Hoyer, Aaron Bummer, you know, who were drafted by the team. And then, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of just like, I'm trying to find a reason, but that thought was never in my mind.
So what is the, now that you've only been in this city for a little bit.
Yeah.
But
for a week.
It's true.
Yeah.
You find your way around?
Yeah. No, still kind of getting to know it. It's like, it's weird this early in the year, first time really in the city, like it still feels kind of like a road trip in a way. Like it totally does feel like our home stadium, but when I go home, it's like I don't know where I'm at or where I'm going to eat breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
In Chicago, did you stay in the same place? Do you lock in the same?
Yeah, I was, I moved around a bit. Like, we were in Streeterville, like, on the Mag Mile 1 year. We were in Lincoln Park. We were in West Loop for a couple of years. So it was like, I felt like I had a good basis of knowledge, like, wherever I was at in the city. Like, I still use fucking GPS there. It's not like I was, like,
yeah, you locked
knew
in.
Everything. Yeah, like, yeah. I knew all the back and side streets and stuff. But it was like, yeah, I mean, it's just different, you know. Like I said, been here for five, six days, however long it's been.
And just the last thing, like we've talked about the communication with the front office with Chris, like even leading into last year, right? Yeah. And then even like the trade deadline and even like into the off season. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seemed like for the last year with all this uncertainty, there was good communication.
100%. 100%. Even, even after, like you're talking about Getz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Getz had a relationship prior to him being promoted to GM. And, you know, our conversations were, you know, always, like, they were always a little deeper than, hey, how you doing? Just because we had a prior relationship. So once he was elevated to that role, not a whole lot changed. Obviously, he's got a little bit more responsibility, and you know, now he's doing the media and the dugout. He's not just, you know,
but it helps,
walking through the building.
But it helps when you get into your stuff.
100%.
But that you have that relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
I had a lot of respect for Getz and appreciation for him, and that remained true all throughout the season, even up until being traded. It's something that he had to do for the team that he's running, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account. I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.